Welcome everybody to the second edition here of the Tech Talks. This week or this month we're going to be talking about InstaSeal welded sprinkler outlets. But before we do that, I got a cool video to show you that we posted on Instagram. Perhaps you'll recognize the talent in front of the camera. All right, pop quiz. Is it possible to shave time off a fire sprinkler installation and reduce the potential for sprinkler damage or leaking? And the answer is yes, with the revolutionary new InstaSeal system. The FM-approved and UL-listed technology allows for the installation of sprinklers without sealant tape or messy pipe dope and doesn't even require a wrench. Got that? No tape, no dope, no wrench, and that saves time and money. Here's how it works. First, remove the integrity cap from the fitting and confirm that the white gasket is installed. Next, with Viking's innovative torque assist cap in place, hand tighten the sprinkler until it makes contact with the gasket. Then a single half turn is all that's required for sealing. If necessary, you can then align the sprinkler to the pipe with up to another half turn of rotation. Visit our website to learn more about this technology that's sure to change the sprinkler industry, or contact your local Viking Supply Net rep for availability. Okay, I look wicked smart in that video, but I know a guy who knows a lot more about this than I do, and so I'd like to introduce our Director of Technical Services, Sean Kramer, for our Tech Talk today. Sean, we're going to go through all the data that goes on behind this. Yep. And fill in some of the blanks behind, you know, just the 1 minute video of how it works, because it's really cool. And it's a new it's a new technology, or more likely an improvement of a technology that's been around a little while.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
So let's start off with the glaring question there to start off with. What is the Viking InstaSeal ISW2 fitting?
The Viking ISW2 fitting, the InstaSeal fitting, is a new commercial technology to be able to install sprinklers without having to tighten them with a wrench in order to get them to seal properly. Mm-hmm.
So, just like I said on the video, no wrench, right? No, but also, no pipe dope, no tape, no nothing?
That's correct. You don't need any tape, you don't need any pipe dope, and most of the time you don't even need the alignment tool that we offer along with it to line up the frame arms.
Okay.
So these are really intended to be fully installed by hand, and as you saw in the video, what you do is you'll start to thread them in until you feel contact with the gasket that's inside the weldlet.
Okay.
Once you feel contact with that gasket, you turn an additional 180 degrees or a half turn in order to seal it up. Now, if you need to align the frame arms with the piping, you can either do that by hand, or you can use the alignment tool, which we have an example of right here, in order to line up the frame arms with the piping, but you would not have to use a wrench at all.
Right. And not a wrench. It's an alignment tool.
That is an alignment tool, exactly. Tool. Not your standard sprinkler wrench that you would use in the past.
So we just want them to leave these things in the bucket down below, right? We don't want these anywhere near our InstaSeal type sprinklers then, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
So talk to me a little bit about the markings that we're going to find here. You've got this. This is on our data page?
Yeah, this is our tech data page.
So talk to us a little bit about that.
We've got a few technical data sheets that tie into our InstaSeal product that we have here. This would be right off the InstaSeal technical data sheet itself.
Okay.
So some of the information, as you brought up, the markings that you can see on it, you can see the model for the marking for the ISW2. Mm-hmm. You'll see the data manufacturer. You'll see the outlet pipe size range, whatever outlet pipe size it is, as well as your maximum pressure rating, all marked on the weldlet itself.
On the weldlet. Okay.
Yes, correct.
Great. Well, let's move on then to let's talk more about so we've got the InstaSeal now, and again, it's an improvement or an advancement of older technology, which has been around. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But this has specific sprinklers right now that are suitable for that, right? It's not every sprinkler that we have out there that can do this. There's a couple of unique things, unique characteristics of these sprinklers and the caps and everything else we'll talk about later. But tell us about what sprinklers particularly are suitable for. We'll click on to that one.
So what we have right now, what we've come out with currently, is our 1-inch InstaSeal weld let.
Mm-hmm.
So even though all our sprinklers with the machine frames in them could potentially fit into it, what we're designing behind it to make the installation easier is we're coming out with the torque assist cap. Mm-hmm. This would be a requirement to be considered InstaSeal compatible, okay, to have the torque assist cap that would be along with it, instead of using the standard cap like you did in the past. Because if you take your hands and you were trying to...
You couldn't grip that as
you were trying
tight.
To, exactly, thread that in by hand, you could potentially damage the element. So the torque assist cap, not only is it ergonomically friendly, but it also has protection for the element when you're installing it.
It's harder. All right, this is way more flexible, and you can see that. Yeah, with this type of arrangement inside in the fusible element, you could just kind of grab and do some damage to it, because this is far more flexible than that. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the first thing is it needs the compatible cap. Mm-hmm. So right here we have the torque assist cap shown. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the torque assist cap for multiple options, mm-hmm, but we do have certain sprinklers that already have a cap that's suitable for the InstaSeal compatibility. For example, our XT1 sprinklers, which we'll talk a little bit more about down the road, because those would be for the 3/4-inch one that we'll discuss in a few minutes here. But those already have a cap,
mm-hmm,
so we don't have to design a new cap.
The cap
that's already provided on the XT1 sprinklers, that one's already suitable for installation, so we don't have to develop an additional cap.
Okay.
But what we see here, Jim, is a rolling list of a bulletin that's going to be posted on our website. So as we update and more sprinklers become available that are fully InstaSeal compatible, we're going to continue to update sprinklers to this list.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was kind of stating before with the 1-inch, that's what we currently have out now. So you can see on this list, we have a lot of our 1-inch sprinklers,
yep,
available,
mm-hmm,
but the key behind them is that they both have the torque assist cap,
mm-hmm,
and they have an alignment tool for them.
Okay.
So the torque assist cap is going to be required for every install before you can even consider the sprinkler InstaSeal compatible, making sure that you have the proper cap for, mm-hmm, that application.
Okay.
The alignment tool, the reason we're not calling them entirely InstaSeal compatible until we have the alignment tool made for them is because if you're just off a little bit, you can use this tool to help you line up the frame
arms.
Right,
you still don't need the wrench. It's just it's plastic, actually, right? I mean,
yes,
it's a real,
yep,
lightweight plastic.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it is, in most applications, you probably won't even need the, mm-hmm, wrench. But we are providing that just in case to help line up the,
sure,
frame arms of the sprinkler. So we can see there, we can see some of our ESFR sprinklers, mm-hmm, that are fully InstaSeal compatible. We also have, you can see near the bottom there, like our VK592, that's, mm-hmm, a CMSA pendant that's also,
right,
InstaSeal compatible.
Okay.
But you might notice there's a couple SIN numbers that might be missing from some of our 1-inch sprinklers. A good, mm-hmm, example would be like our VK598 25K upright.
I was going to ask you about that, because that's another one that's a large storage sprinkler, and but what's the challenge there?
Well, and that's why I want to point out that we're going to continuously update this bulletin as we come out with more and more sprinklers that are fully InstaSeal compatible.
Mm-hmm.
So even though one may have the alignment tool, it might not have the cap.
Right.
So for example, with the VK598, mm-hmm, a lot of the ESFR sprinklers, they have a similar design and,
right,
they're about the same size. Well,
mm-hmm,
you know, with the 598, we have that big deflector over,
right,
it. So it's going to take its own torque assist cap to be able to provide that one, right, as a possible option. So they won't be put on this bulletin until both the alignment tool and the cap have been released.
Okay, so that's a rolling bulletin on our website. Where is it located on our, in technical data? Where is it on our website?
It's going to be under the product section tab.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to find it there under,
okay,
piping subcategory.
Okay, cool. All right. Next one then, let's make sure we're good. You talked a little bit about different ordering numbers and making sure you get it, because these are still listed with standard caps. I mean, you can get them either way, right? Is that the case? So we need to be careful how they're ordering. I'll step out of the way while you talk about this.
Yeah, we show this. So what we were looking at before was the actual InstaSeal data sheet. This is actually the sprinkler technical data sheet. So what you can see when you order them, you can see that there is a standard part number. For example, with the sprinkler that we have shown here, it's 22894. Well, 22894, what that's going to get you is your standard cap for the sprinkler. So if you're ordering it and you're not using it in an InstaSeal application, then you still have the standard base part number that you can order along with it for the cap. However, if you go to the data sheet and you see the TQ, as we have shown here, posted after it, with the TQ, that means that that's the torque assist cap. And you'll see the note at the bottom here says that when you're ordering it with the torque assist cap, that to refer to the specific form for the proper installation using the Weld-A-Lett fitting with this cap. Now, that's not to say that if you get this cap instead, you can still install this with a wrench, and the goal down the road is to eventually offer all of them with the torque assist cap. But until we get to there, you'll see certain data pages where you'll have two part numbers, and the TQ suffix at the end of the part number means that it's for use with the InstaSeal Weld-A-Lett.
Cool. All right. So important data coming down the path is that we may just be seeing these manufactured just with these coming out with just the torque assist, and it doesn't matter how you're using it. You got to know what your piping outlet is, though, right?
Sure, of course. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So because that gets us to the no wrench capabilities here, and what's important is that it's the InstaSeal outlet, it's the gasket inside, that's what does the magic with the torque assist cap. You have to have that, right?
Right, that's correct. And so the Weld-A-Lett's going to have the gasket inside it, like you had shown in the video, and here's an example of the gasket right here. And you'll notice that this side of the gasket is white here.
Right.
We did that so that we make sure that they get installed in the proper orientation. And we'll take a closer look at that in a couple slides here. But this would be your EPDM rubber that's installed inside the Weld-A-Lett itself.
Okay. So once again, let's talk a little bit before we get into all of that. Let's talk a little bit about arm overs and drops and things, because what we've been talking about so far is actual sprinklers being installed into the outlet where the gasket is inside.
Yep.
Now, with drops and arm overs, you don't have that. You're actually inserting a piece of pipe for that purpose, right? Or
that's correct.
An extension. So, what's the problem with just installing or just threading in a piece of pipe as opposed to needing this bushing? So let's talk about the challenge first and what solution these bushings actually bring for us.
Sure, Jim. One of the reasons would be with your sprinklers, you have this nice machine frame for your threads here to install the sprinkler. So we already covered that to be completely InstaSeal compatible, you need the cap and you need the alignment tool. But with your standard sprinklers, you have this machine frame. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't get that when you're cutting pipe out of the field. You don't get a nice machined end.
Right.
You get a rough end on the end of that pipe. So we know that there's going to be arm overs. We know there's going to be drops in every single project. So what we came out with is the sprinkler adapter. So with the sprinkler adapter itself, when you install that into the Weld-A-Lett itself, it still does not require any tape or dope when you're doing the installation. Mm-hmm. However, when you insert your pipe into the adapter for a drop or an arm over, you will still have to put tape or dope on it like you would in a normal installation.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're providing this machine thread with the adapter to insert into the adapter, and then followed by that, you can insert your pipe and install it just like you normally would.
Like you normally would.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, that gets us to the drops and the arm overs and stuff. So again, now we still need to talk a little bit about the gasket itself and how is InstaSeal protected. So we posted the ad on Instagram about a month and a half ago probably, and we were getting some feedback.
Okay.
Getting a lot of feedback, actually. It was good to see, like you do,
when you post
things like that. And a couple of things came up. Number one, there was a comment that just like, there's no way that thing doesn't fall out in the, you know, on a truck. That gasket's going to come right out on a truck. Then there was another comment that said, we're really worried about drying and cracking, and how does that not happen with these, as far, you know, with these gaskets? So we want to be, so legitimate concerns.
Oh, yeah,
a little bit of skepticism always is healthy when you're coming out with a new product.
Of course.
We have the answers for them.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about the unique way that this piping is going to be manufactured and delivered, and how we've answered those questions kind of ahead of time. So,
sure.
Yep.
So what we developed is an integrity cap that after the piping is fabricated,
right,
and your seal's inserted into the weldolet,
okay,
the integrity cap is installed in place for handling, shipping, installation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not removing this cap until you're ready to install the sprinkler into the fitting.
Okay.
So we have this cap, and it's going to make sure that you don't get dirt and debris in here, that you don't get damage to the inside of the weldlet,
right,
from getting potential, you know, debris that could build up in it during the time to ship it there, install it.
Right. And sitting on the job site or something like that could be a problem. And
yep,
that's a heck of a, it takes some force to get it out. That's not an easy thing to pull out. It doesn't just fall out.
Right. That's kind of the sweet spot there, is trying to figure out the way to get it stay in
right
during transportation,
mm-hmm,
and during installation, but not make it so
right
difficult to get off that it's going to become cumbersome
right
as you remove them from the weldolet. So we have shipped these back and forth,
mm-hmm,
with these integrity caps in place,
mm-hmm,
and they have protected the weldolets.
Yeah, I think that's important to note too. I mean, this product, InstaSeal, doesn't come out without some pretty heavy beta testing going on, and I think it's interesting that you bring up the fact that, well, first of all, everybody would be concerned about the installation, right? They'd be concerned about, okay, how do I do it? How many leaks am I going to get? Blah, 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 all of that. But we actually just loaded this on a truck and drove it around, right? Drove it back and forth to see if in shipping everything stays in place, right?
Yes. We definitely took that measure to make sure that these caps were going to protect
right
these weldolets
right
during transportation as mm-hmm well as installation.
Okay. Yep. So let's talk a little bit about the comment on drying and cracking, and you know, over time this thing's, you know, this is going to have a problem. So talk a little bit about kind of what we've done with that, or the how we answered those questions and concerns.
Sure, that's a pretty simple, straightforward answer there. I can definitely see why there'd be a concern with it,
mm-hmm,
but the InstaSeal gasket, it's made out of EPDM rubber.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got lots of stuff made out of in sprinkler systems, right? Or in our systems?
Yeah, almost all our products are made out of EPDM rubber. So, and a lot of other fire protection products are made out of EPDM rubber as well. So it's the highest grade rubber that's been tested and tried mm-hmm over the years.
Yep.
And there has not been any issues with that as far as drying or cracking on the installation for your system, whether it's in a valve or whether it's in a different area of the piping network.
Cool. So yeah, it's new, but it's utilizing known technologies,
correct,
you know, and known products in order to make it work. Okay.
Yep.
That's good. So hopefully that answers those two concerns from the Instagram crowd regarding shipping and falling out. It's all part of the manufacturing process, and it's all part of the beta testing that goes on before we even get approval. So let's talk now. There was one other question that came up. What about changing? What if I have to?
Sure.
You know, what if I have to change it? How do I go about changing it? Can the gasket as reliably put in a new gasket for this? So Let's talk about that kit that we that we have that comes along with this and all these little tools that we're seeing right here in front of us.
So what we have here is this would be the gasket removal tool. Mm-hmm. So once you're inside the weld lit, what you're going to do is you're going to use the gasket removal tool. You'll pull out the gasket.
Mm-hmm.
Once the gasket would be pulled out, what you're going to do is you're going to put the nozzle in there. You'll put on a new gasket, making sure that the white side is facing up. So it's a tapered gasket. And instead of just saying it's a tapered gasket, we made sure we color one of the surfaces so that you can look at it, especially if you're up in the air and reinstalling it after the pipe's installed. And then you have your setting tool here. So all you would do is line that up,
ram it in, and
one hit of it, and it'll be installed properly. I believe we have the full installation shown on the next slide, so we can walk them through it step by step exactly how to do it.
There's the, before we got the video to show them too, but this is what you were talking about, the gasket, the shape of the gasket and the beveled side of it. That's the crucial part right there.
Correct.
And gray and white. If you see gray when you're doing an if you have to replace the tools, that's going to be a rare occasion, I think.
Sure.
Make sure that you see the whites of their eyes, right?
Exactly.
The white of the gasket.
That's why we show it step by step how to replace the gasket. We call out, we even show the taper in there, but we even went beyond the taper to make sure that there's that color designation so that you're seeing exactly what you can recognize to know that it's in the proper orientation.
Okay, so let's go through we got a video of the whole process, taking a sprinkler out, putting a sprinkler back in, and the whole gasket replacement process. So here we have right here, we're obviously taking the sprinkler out, and that just takes a few twists by hand, and you can see right there the existing gasket, and he's going to go up there, and this should answer the question right there. See how difficult that is? It's not an easy gig getting that thing out. So worrying about falling it out isn't it falling out is not really an issue here. So there's the insertion tool, right? And he's making sure that the gasket is white side out or white side visible. Good look at that.
Now verified that.
Yeah. All right. And here's the ram tool. And how you said, it's one push in. It's not a difficult push. And there it is back again.
And as you can see, he barely pushed it in. Yes. So it sets that rubber pretty nicely.
Right.
You don't have to smack it in there. No. You just push it up in there.
Mm-hmm.
All set. Verify that you can see the white of the gasket set in the weld lit. And you're ready to install your sprinkler.
Right. Then we see here that he's twisting it back in. Now he's got to go 180 to get it all the way around. And now it's not quite aligned, so either you can do it by hand or you can use the alignment tool. He can do it showing it by hand and line it right up with the pipe. And then you've got the installation. And one of the neat things about the torque assist cap, number one, is that it allows you to do that, but you saw how easy it was to just pop it right off once you're done with it. It just separates pretty easily.
Yeah, the two-piece design actually makes it so it comes off pretty nicely after installation.
Now, one of the concerns that we need to address here is, so I get a guy and he probably, what is the problem with over-tightening these end? I mean, some people think tighter is better. What if I can really use something and crank it down? They're not going to feel necessarily entirely comfortable with this, with what we're saying. So they're going to, I don't care what they say, I'm going to jam it right down further. That doesn't make it better, does it?
No, not at all. And we've shown multiple displays at different conventions where we've had people that had no experience come through and install these, and then we'd increase the pressure up to 250 PSI, and they were just installing them by hand.
Yep.
Once you feel it seat, a half turn, 180 degrees to get it to seal, and then if you go additional, that's just to line up the frame arms from it up to an additional 180 degree half turn after that.
Right.
So there's no reason to go further than that. you wouldn't want to go further than that.
Why not? What would happen to the gasket if we went further than that?
It could potentially compress the gasket if you use too much force to tighten it down.
And then it loses its seal? Is that the... It loses its ability to...
Yeah, and that can happen with any sprinkler installation. So the nice thing about removing this heavy-duty wrench is a lot of the damage we've seen to sprinklers over the years is because they get over-torqued down. Mm-hmm. So instead of this heavy metal wrench to torque it down, if you're using any tool at all, you're using a plastic alignment tool. Yeah. So instead of a heavy metal mm-hmm. wrench for the installation.
Okay.
So by offering the alignment tool, and in most installations you can just do it by hand, there would not be as much of a concern as if you had a large heavy wrench where you were installing it.
Cool. Good. Very nice. All right. So with that, look, I'll just ask Sean to spend a little bit of time with you on it's not new. InstaSeal is not new. Let's talk just a little bit about what other little products or big products actually we have that have InstaSeal or they're using that technology now.
Yeah, so we've gotten the question about this new technology, and it is new in your commercial industry where you're looking at storage installations and using sprinklers that are installed by hand with our large storage sprinklers. But for years, you've had CPVC InstaSeal fittings. Mm-hmm. So it uses the same technology for the different CPVC InstaSeal fittings that you can install by hand that uses the same technology that we're using now. We're just using it more on a commercial scale with metal pipe instead of a residential scale with CPVC pipe.
Okay. So finally, a little look at what's coming. What are our coming attractions here as far as InstaSeal is concerned? Where are we going from here?
Well, we have the 1-inch InstaSeal out currently, as we discussed earlier. And shortly here, we'll be introducing the 3/4-inch InstaSeal as well. So that just brings me back to the bulletin that right now we show the 1-inch compatible InstaSeal on there. But as soon as we release the 3/4-inch InstaSeal, we're going to have that bulletin updated to show all the 3/4-inch sprinklers that are going to be compatible with both a torque assist cap, proper cap for the installation in the weldlet, as well as the alignment tool.
Cool.
So
yeah, great.
There's not necessarily a timeline on when we'll be updating that bulletin, but you may refer to it 1 week and there might be new sprinklers on it the following week. We'll try to get that message out as we introduce, you know, more and more sprinklers to it. But that will be a living bulletin where it's always going to be continuously updated as we add more and more sprinklers. So the 3/4-inch weldlet is coming soon. We have our 3/4-inch ESFRs that will be ready to go with it at the launch of it.
Okay.
Our 3/4-inch XT1 sprinklers should be ready to go with it at the launch of it as well. And then also we're working on a cap for our ELO sprinklers, so our 11.2 K factor standard sprinklers as well.
Wow,
that are 3/4-inch.
That's a lot of new caps to put out there. So.
Yeah, definitely. So it and we'll update as we come out with more of that as well. And then the next phase would be half inch weldlets, which so we start with the 1-inch, contains a handful of sprinklers.
Right.
Then we go to 3/4-inch, a few more sprinklers.
Right.
And then the 1/2-inch down the road
basically takes care of all of them.
Correct.
Almost.
Yep. So that would be the goal, to come out with those three different sizes.
Make
1-inch is already
make
there.
Wrenches a thing of the past. Is that what we're trying to do?
Yeah.
Cool. That's great. All right. So that's where those are the coming attractions. So thanks, Sean, for your time with us.
Yep.
I'll let me just get over here.
Sure.
Come here. So that does it for our time right now, talking about InstaSeal here with Sean Kramer. If you have any questions on training, you can visit the website or you can email training.com. If you got any questions on anything else, don't email me. Email those guys at Viking Tech Services because they know what they're talking about over there. Or you can connect with us online at www.vikinggroupinc.com. Thanks for coming and paying attention to us, and we'll see you soon on another Tech Talks.
Thank you. Bye.